I'm Dan Klefstad.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker called Monday the beginning of the end of the pandemic. The first shipment of COVID-19 vaccines arrived in the state. 48,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine are being delivered to hospitals selected as pickup locations for local health departments. More doses are expected this week. Meanwhile, the governor praised those transporting the vaccines, which must be kept at an ultra-cold temperature until just prior to being administered.
Once the packages are received by medical providers, they have only days to use the vaccines, which is why most hospitals have carefully planned their desired delivery schedules over the next several days.
Frontline healthcare workers will get priority, followed by staff and residents of long-term care facilities. It'll take months for supply to catch up with demand. In the meantime, the governor still advises wearing a mask, social distancing, and frequent hand washing. In other news, a committee charged with deciding whether Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan should be disciplined has wrapped up its business. Hannah Meisel has more.
Republicans launched a special investigative committee in August. That was after utility company Commonwealth Edison admitted it had engaged in a years-long bribery effort to curry favor with Madigan. But after only meeting three times, the six-member committee made up of fellow House members deadlocked on party lines Monday over whether to authorize a disciplinary charge against Madigan. That effectively ended the committee's business forever. Republican State Representative Grant Worley of Naperville told off his Democratic colleagues.
You all should be embarrassed. We should all be questioning why you're going to these lengths to do this. Hopefully the press will hound you day and night to find out exactly what you're getting in exchange for the stonewalling of this investigation.
Worley was taken out by a Madigan-backed Democrat in last month's election. The Democrats on the panel are members of Madigan's leadership team and so far have been loyal to the speaker, even as 19 Democrats have said they won't vote for him again. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Today is the last day for open enrollment on the Affordable Care Act health insurance market. The Illinois Department of Insurance encourages residents to choose a plan to have health insurance starting next month. There are 179 plans available from 8 insurers, and in most counties, consumers can choose from more than one. Get Covered Illinois is the official exchange where residents can buy coverage and apply for federal subsidies. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. A Carbondale man is behind bars after police say he fired a gun Friday morning. Investigators say 21-year-old Cedric Summers was arrested after officers were called to reports of shots fired in the 1100 block of East Walnut Street Friday morning. No one was hurt. Summers was booked on suspicion of reckless discharge of a firearm and possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute. He's being held in the Jackson County Jail. While polls show more people are leaning toward taking the COVID-19 vaccine when it becomes available to them, there are a lot of people who are skeptical. Illinois Department of Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says the state of Illinois has an immunization registry to help keep track of who has and hasn't gotten the shot. She says they'll also be able to check with areas of the state that are having more success than others in getting people vaccinated.
Identify whether it's an outreach issue where we need to go and do more education because people are not sure about this vaccine, or if there are not enough providers in that area to provide vaccine, then we will know for future allocations where to now push further distributions of this vaccine.
Ezike says she expects weekly shipments of the Pfizer vaccine with additional shipments if more vaccines receive FDA emergency use approval. Illinois hospitals are preparing to receive their first shipments of those COVID-19 vaccines this week. Illinois Hospital Association says hospitals have internal distribution plans with local health departments and government partners to make sure this complex process goes as smoothly as possible. Good morning from WSIU. I'm Leah Lerner.